The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks begin a six-game homestand against the St. Louis Blues hockey team that's won four straight games, seven of their last 10, and find themselves in the thick of things with San Jose in the playoff race in the Western Conference. The Sharks are coming off a very important 3-2 win on the road in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. Igor Chernyshov adding to the top line with Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini getting the game-winning goal late in the third period.
Poked at the neutral zone by Chernyshov, but it goes right to Fantilli. He races into the Sharks zone for Columbus. The Sharks swarm back and get control. Smith to the middle, feeds to Celebrini. On the attack, one on two, buys some time. Back to Smith, cross the line, sends it across the rink. Chernyshov shoots, he scores! Brilliant vision by Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. Smith throws it in the left circle, and a one-timer by Chernyshov puts the Sharks in front, 3-2, with 1:25 to go in the third.
But the Sharks only got 1 point against the St. Louis Blues on that same trip and got blown out in the first period, especially against the Nashville Predators. And so Alex Wenberg, looking back at the three-game trip, tried to put it philosophically when talking about what the Sharks learned and didn't learn.
Some good, some bad. Obviously, it was a tough start to it. I didn't like the game we played in Nashville. We talked about being better. St. Louis is a step in the right direction. And then Columbus find a win. So obviously, road trips, it's important to come away with points. And I feel like the character we show against Columbus to keep fighting that game, keep working. Didn't have the balances, but find a way to win those games. So it's summed up good. But now, we'll homestand. And I think it's great for us to come out and really make a push here. So we're excited about that.
William Eklund said that the team stepped positively on the trip and looks to step more positively starting tonight.
I think we learned how to deal with the adversity a little bit. I think we had a lot of chances in those games, and we just couldn't get the puck in, and we stuck to it, and that's something we got to keep having here.
Adam Gaudette put it this way.
I think we just learned how to, stick with it and stick to our game plan and play a mature game. And I think we realize how tight these games are going to be no matter who we play from here on out. And it's a little bit different style hockey from earlier in the year. And, teams are scrapping and fighting for playoff spots. It's going to feel like a playoff atmosphere out there every night. And, I think we're getting more comfortable in that position.
Gaudette says that the race that the Sharks find themselves in, 4 points out of the last playoff spot currently held by Nashville and 7 points behind the Vegas Golden Knights in the battle for third position in the Pacific Division, reminds him a lot of what he went through last season when playing for the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah, very similar. I think I don't remember how many games we had left, maybe like five or six when we found out we clinched a playoff spot, so we were really battling right to the end. But very similar situation here. There's a lot on the line for those last two wild card spots, and there's a lot of teams fighting for it. And it's great experience to get that feel of the game right now with how intense it is, and how magnified every play is, and everything matters, all the little things. So I think we're coming together as a group and doing a good job and playing the right way and doing the things we're supposed to and playing hard.
Take out that first period against the Predators on the road trip, and the Sharks have been playing pretty solid hockey. Alex Wenberg concurs.
That first period obviously wasn't. After that, there were some good hockey. Obviously, right now it's tough. We don't really score that many goals. We're fighting a game. We have good goaltenders to help us out. But we just got to get a little bit more of offensive threats. I feel like we're creating chances. We just got to find a way to put the puck in the back of net. So we can keep doing that. I mean, other than that, I feel like the atmosphere, the vibe right here is really good. So we just got to make that a little extra adjustment. And then I feel like we can be a really threat.
At this time of the season, there's always a lot of talk about having to tighten things up defensively and making sure that every single detail is paid attention to, even more than the rest of the year. Ryan Warsofsky, the Sharks head coach, talked about how that mindset develops and where it has to go.
Yeah, well, I think every shift matters. Every detail in your shift matters. And, well, that's a simple puck play, whether that's coverage in your own end, whether that's coverage up ice on your rush reads. Every play is magnified to an extreme, you know, detail. And if you don't, if you take a breath for a second, if you just kind of slip up for a second, you see it around the league. You see it in games every night. You saw it yesterday in Columbus against Boston. We're up 3-0. You take a little bit of a, you know, lull in your game, and teams can jump on you. So just having that feel where momentum is in games, whether you have it or you don't have it, and how to simplify your game. Usually this time of year for me is the team that is the simplest usually wins the hockey game. So I thought we've done a good job of that in these last couple games of making those steps in the right direction. And now obviously probably most important game of the year comes down to tonight.
According to William Eklund, the St. Louis Blues present a very important challenge to the Sharks, making this just like a playoff game.
No, they play hard, you know. They are in every battle, and I think that's something we got to do too, you know. If we want to get to the playoffs, we're going to win these type of games, and we're going to try to do that.
And Adam Gaudette adds that the two games the Sharks have played against the Blues, resulting in two overtime losses, shows you how difficult it is to win in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to be dialed in for a full 60 and sometimes 65 minutes. So it's a tight game and tight standing-wise. So, you know, every team's fighting for the same thing. And, you know, we're I think they're not too far behind us. So, you know, they're seeing some light to it, and they feel they can make a run for the playoffs as well. So we just got to stick with it and not get overwhelmed or frustrated and, you know, just give our best effort for it.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We are live on Hockey Island, inside Riley's mind, to bring you the first ever Inside Out Classic. An NHL game unlike anything you've ever seen before, featuring the Washington Capitals and the New York Rangers. Get ready for an emotional hockey showdown with joy, sadness, anxiety, and the rest of Riley's emotions. The Inside Out Classic. Capitals Rangers, Sunday at 7 Eastern on Disney Plus, Disney XD, and Disney Channel, and the ESPN app.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sopolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Former Blue Nick Leddy is looking to continue his steady defensive play that he brought to the team on the road trip, and he talked about what the Sharks need to work on in tonight's contest against the Blues.
Well, I think, you know, we talked about today, we played really fast last game, so I want to do that, get pucks in deep and go to work. I thought we created a lot of opportunities last game, and, you know, we capitalized them. So, you know, in doing that, that helps with the defense. Can get us up in the play, and you know, they help us keep our gaps tight, and we can play good team defense.
Good news for the Sharks in goal, as Yaroslav Askarov is healthy and ready to start against the Blues. He was removed in the game against St. Louis when he got injured after making 11 spectacular saves in the first half of that game before Alex Nedeljkovic stepped in. The Sharks have had some excellent goaltending down the stretch, and William Eklund says that's absolutely critical not only tonight, but for the rest of the year.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to go far, you got to have good goalies too. So they're saving us sometimes, and, you know, we got to help them too with scoring some goals.
It's going to be a great matchup, the San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues at SAP Center. Scott Hannon joins me with the call tonight. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific time with all of the play-by-play coverage, so make sure that you're listening. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.